All right, Owen Poindexter joins us from The Athletic. Owen, how are you?
I'm doing great, Marty. We are live from Dolores Park in San Francisco, so I think I found the one quiet portion of the park, but if you hear some hooting and screaming, it's not me.
All right, we love it. We love Dolores Park, a great part of...
we call it Dolo, Marty.
Is that okay? Yeah. I remember it well. I remember we had many moments at Dolores Park, at Dolo. Hey, Adam. Mm-hmm. Owen. What's going on with the Giants? The offense, the pitching is the best in baseball almost since June, but the offense keeps going south. Every other week we talk about it. What's going on with the offense here?
Yeah, I mean, they kind of hit a perfect storm of almost everything going wrong. There's a big power outage across almost the whole lineup. Guys like McCutcheon, Crawford hasn't been doing anything. Alan Hansen had his big moment. Now he's not doing much. Gorky has kind of run out of steam. They're not really getting much from any of those guys, and no one's doing everything. They have no one who's just stepping up and carrying the lineup. They have some guys who are getting on base, some guys who are showing a little bit of power, but it's been a rough few weeks here. And also, you know, they're losing all these one-run games. Yeah, they took a couple here and there, but it's just been a rough stretch, especially coming up right against the trade deadline where you think, you know, maybe they'll make a push and it'll inspire them to make a move, but they're not really making that case right now. So, yeah, it's kind of a lineup-wide power outage, and maybe someone's nursing an injury here and there, but also this is just going to happen sometime. It's just happening to everyone at once, it seems.
Owen Poindexter with us from The Athletic. We're talking about, you know, the metrics of the team and what would you go after if you were going to go after a piece here? Obviously, they're up against it 3 days from the trade deadline. They're lacking power. They're lacking clutch hitting. They're lacking extra base hits. Names like Adam Jones have been floated out there. We just saw Mike Moustakas traded. Guys who maybe hit a few more doubles than home runs. What's the kind of guy the Giants would need to look at?
Yeah, well, player? Realistically, we want to be thinking cheap because this is a team that is right up against the luxury tax line and doesn't want to go over. Of course, they can move salary in a deal, but that might mean, you know, either sending a prospect like they did when they gave up Jackson or you know, finding a way to make that work. I know Matt Harvey is a guy they actually tried to acquire when the Mets traded him. They could try to do that again. But, yeah, they also might look at Adam Duvall, another guy in the Reds. He's got power. Doesn't get on base a whole lot. But if they just want a little power infusion, he's not going to cost a lot, and maybe the Reds could pick up his salary. But, yeah, I mean, it's a situation where you can't aim too high. I do think they could use some more support in the rotation, even though they've got five guys right now. It doesn't feel like these are going to be the five for the rest of the season just because there's a lot of struggling. I think Cueto might go back on the DL. It's hard to know exactly if, maybe Rodriguez is going to run out of steam at some point. So I think they could use some more innings. Even though the pitching, you look at the names and you think, okay, this is a full pitching staff. I think having a little backup there, if they could get something cheap like Harvey, might be worth it. And, yeah, someone to just inject a little bit of power or something into the lineup, someone who can, you know, play, if not every day, then at least platoon. So a guy like Adam Duvall comes to mind because he won't be too expensive.
What about Brian Dozier of Minnesota? That name came up over the last 24 hours that they may want to move him. The other teams that were in contention for him, maybe Cleveland still is, but they mentioned the Giants there. What would Brian Dozier bring to the club?
Yeah, I mean, he's a very talented hitter. He's not having a great year, so maybe they could, you know, get him on the cheap, especially because, yeah, a lot of middle infielders have been moved already, so the competition has maybe been lessened. I don't know what he's making salary-wise, so that would obviously be a factor, but it makes all the sense in the world for the Twins to move him and just get what they can for him. And, you know, maybe a change of scenery will wake him up a little bit, but he was a real star in 2016 and 17, kind of more of an average player so far this year. But, yeah, obviously it depends on the price, but he'd be a great pickup for the Giants. He'd lengthen the lineup. And, you know, for a while, Hansen was making you not miss
Panic.
Just blanking on the name.
Joe Panic,
sorry. I got stuck between Pence and Posey. I was like, wait, it's another five-letter P name. For a while, Hansen making you not miss Panic too much. But Hansen is kind of, you know, showing why he wasn't a big name before he came up this past month or so. And so, yeah, Dozier would be a real addition to the lineup. And it would just give the lineup a little bit of length, one more weapon. And yeah, maybe he's not too expensive at this point.
Yeah, definitely need some power, some life injected into the heart of the lineup. Owen Poindexter with us for a few more minutes of The Athletic. Owen, the Giants are 2-7 out of the All-Star break. They've lost a slew of one-run games, games they've been in. What are you seeing as far as late-inning relief that's I don't want to say they've been blowing the games because the offense hasn't been there, but they're not closing out these one-run ball games.
Yeah, I mean, I've sort of forgotten about Strickland just because he went out in such a, you know, ignominious fashion.
Yeah.
but they could use a guy like him now just to lengthen that bullpen. They have so many weapons right now, but, you know, you're not going to use Will Smith every day. You're not going to use Tony Watson every day. And, you know, maybe they're showing their a little bit of weakness. I mean, it's still a very strong bullpen, but, you know, they're not going to be there for you every single time. And I would actually go back to that starting pitching.
Really?
You know, Cueto's been really rough. Bumgarner hasn't really been an ace. And, you know, Rodriguez and Suarez have been pretty solid. And that fifth spot's kind of been a rotating cast of characters. So I think it's more about not needing the bullpen to be lights out every time, because it's really on the bullpen to make it, you know, basically sixth inning on to keep those games close or to keep those narrow leads. And they need to have some games where they don't need that. So I would look to Cueto waking up or something.
All right. Well, I think the pitching is going to be okay, and I think the bullpen's okay. Strickland comes back. But are there any red flags or any numbers you can look at, exit velocity or whatever numbers you want to talk about? Crawford, McCutchen, Posey. Because these are the guys that the team, you know, they rely on getting hits. I think you already talked about Hanson. But any red flags or anything you could point your finger to on this lack of production from the offense?
Yeah, I mean, McCutchen continues to be a weird case where he's still hitting the ball pretty hard, though maybe not quite as hard as he was earlier in the season. But the results are kind of good, not great. The power hasn't been there. The average has come up a bit. He was sort of the classic StatCast case where StatCast is saying he should be, you know, a really solid offensive player, and the results obviously weren't there for a while, and the results started to catch up, but the StatCast numbers started to come back down. And he's sort of in the middle right now, so maybe there's a little bit of truth to both sides there. Crawford's interesting. You'd think he'd be more consistent just because he is one of these players that hits the ball everywhere in the zone. He doesn't have a real weak spot. So just intuitively, I would think that would make him someone who doesn't go through these stretches. But obviously, he had one earlier in the season, and he's in a real funk right now where just nothing's clicking for him. And maybe it's just the ball's got to start landing. His BABIP's been .238 for the last month, which, you know, you figure some of that's some bad luck. His strikeout rate's not too bad. I mean, it's 22% the last month, which is not great, but it's not like it was earlier in the year when it was up to, you know, in the mid-30s. So maybe there's some luck there, but he goes through these stretches sometimes. He's a surprisingly streaky hitter. And, yeah, I think they're all just kind of hitting a rough patch right now. And, yeah, Posey, his power kind of continues to be something of a mystery to me. He hasn't homered in a while now. And he's still getting on base. He's still holding up that end of the bargain. It's not like his exit velocity has plummeted or anything. It's just down a tick or two from previous years. But I feel like he might be right on that precipice. And, of course, plays half his games in a park that suppresses homers like no other. But I feel like you lose a little bit of exit velocity in AT&T, and that can be the difference between, you know, a double and a homer or a homer and a flyout. And so I think, you know, part of it's just everyone's kind of going through this phase right now. It's not like they've run up against a string of aces or anything. I think they're just, you know, hitting a rough patch. They just all happen to be doing it at the same time, and it's not like they have one of those, like, Mike Trout players who's just always going to be a star for them. So you're going to see these patches, and when they all come at once, you have a week like we've just had where nothing's quite clicking.
All right, Owen Poindexter of The Athletic, one last question for you, and we're going to let you go back to enjoying Dolores Park out there on a beautiful San Francisco afternoon. If you had to point your finger at one of the players you talked about, and looking all of your analytical data that you have, and you said, okay, the numbers, everything points to this guy now, breaking out of it, or being the guy who can lead the team a little bit here through the end of July and August, who would it be?
Yeah, I mean, I will say it's not Cueto. He's hit a real rough patch. His you know, he's giving up really hard hit balls. His fastball has not been working for him. The guy I kind of like is Suarez. I seem to be the high man on Suarez, but I think he's become the most consistent guy in that rotation. And his ERA and his FIP and his XFIP are all pretty good. And the peripheral numbers show that he could be a little bit better. He doesn't give up a lot of hard contact. He gets a lot of swings and misses on both his change and his curve and his fastball. Kind of, you know, is the steady piece that can the other two pitches can play off of. So he's a guy I see as someone where they know what they're getting when he's on the mound. And you'd like that to be Bumgarner, of course, and maybe he'll find his way. But his fastball's been rough, too, and I keep thinking he's back. He'll have a couple games where it's like, okay, Bumgarner's back. And then he goes through a rough patch. Last night was, an improvement. He only walked one guy, and he'd been walking a lot of people lately. But he hasn't been striking players out the way he has been, and his fastball also has been giving up a lot of hard contact, and spin rate's down too on that. It actually has been for the last couple of years.
All right, so
Suarez.
All right, we'll look at Suarez. All right, Owen, great stuff as always. Suarez is the guy we'll look at. On the offensive side, I still think McCutcheon's got something in there somewhere.
I think he'll have a good summer, actually. I think McCutcheon can be the guy for at least a month or something.
He comes up, I still have the feeling that something can happen when he comes up.
Yeah.
Hey, have a great afternoon, Owen. Always a pleasure, and you do a great job with The Athletic, Owen Poindexter. Thank you.
All right, thanks. You too, Marty.
Okay, that's Owen Poindexter.